This goes to Dr. Saxena. Fax is 989-463-2349. Regarding James, last name is Bone, B like a boy, O-H, N like November, E. Date of birth 12/13/1957. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bone with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. His mother, Georgia, is with him for this visit. Since his last visit on February 10th of this year, he developed severe shortness of breath and pain in the rib areas, especially around the posterior ribs. He was evaluated by his chiropractor on a Friday, but was unable to have a chiropractic adjustment due to the severe posterior rib pain. And the chiropractor told him and his mother to see his family doctor as soon as possible. So he was able to see Dr. Anderson Monday morning and was sent immediately to the ER for severe shortness of breath. And there were no beds in Elma, so he was transferred to Covenant for admission, and he was diagnosed with pneumonia. He reports that he did have a chest tube in, too, and required consistent drainage and quite a bit of drainage before that could be removed. And the hospitalization was from June 23rd to July 9th of this year. He is feeling much better at this point, and several medicines were changed while he was in the hospital. He is not on any vitamins at this point, and now he's on lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 50 milligram three times a day. Amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, is unchanged. Zoloft, 50 milligram two daily. Zyprexa is 20 milligram once a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. And he was discharged on Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Currently, he has much less shortness of breath. He's able to walk, talk, ambulate, and not be short of breath. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No chest pain or palpitations. Bowel changes. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he has chronic edema of the lower extremities. Physical exam, weight, 247 pounds, pulse is 52 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 126 over 66. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and he has 1 to 2 plus edema of the lower extremities, ankles, and feet. Labs, most recent lab studies were done while hospitalized on July 2nd of this year. Creatinine was 2.2 and estimated GFR was 32. His sodium 140, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 19. Calcium was 8.4, albumin low at 2.3. And hemoglobin, that was 12.7, normal platelets, and white count 14.16. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. We do need to repeat creatinine levels and CBC in this month. Post-hospitalization since he was ill with the last labs. Two, hypertension is very well controlled currently. We'll make no medication changes or recommendations at this time. He will have labs every 3 months after the one we recheck in August, and then he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunners, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.